Immigration importance to agriculture. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. The debate continues. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist says the Senate will pass an immigration reform bill within the next month. Farmers and ranchers across the country are following this issue closely because of the great dependence on migrant workers to harvest their crops. American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman.
We have two primary goals in this debate for agriculture. One is to figure out a way to transition the undocumented workers that are currently here and working in agriculture. You know, we can't just pack them all up across the border. We need to figure out a way for them to stay here and continue to work in agriculture. And then we also need an adequate guest worker program for the future. We have a guest worker program, but it has a lot of flaws, and we need to work on fixing that for agriculture.
Stallman says these workers are the backbone of the American economy. Besides agriculture, restaurants, hotels, and other services industries are highly dependent on this labor. And if they weren't around, many farms would go out of business, and our food supply would be dependent on other countries.
Agriculture is more dependent than any other industry sector on migrant labor, and that's because of the seasonal nature of agricultural work. We have about 500,000 undocumented workers, it's estimated, employed in agriculture, and out of a workforce of about 1 million. So that percentage is 50% or greater. And it's very important that we maintain that workforce. If we do not, the producers will go out of business and consumers will be buying food from outside the borders of this country.
Stallman says simply farmers have been unable to find Americans to do the work required to produce our food.
The wages we pay are almost twice what the minimum wage is. But citizens, U.S. citizens, consistently want to go to work, say, for McDonald's for $6.65 an hour, or Walmart for $8.50 an hour, where they could earn $10 to $11 an hour in agriculture.
And the immigration reform debate continues. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.